A growing body of research suggests that children who grow up on farms or around pets are less likely to develop allergies and asthma. That has led to something called the hygiene hypothesis, a theory that children who are too protected from dirt and germs may be more prone to some diseases. Joining us now is Dr. Scott Weiss, professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. He is also the author of an editorial in this month's New England Journal of Medicine entitled "Eat Dirt: The Hygiene Hypothesis and Allergic Diseases." Dr. Weiss, what did you mean, eat dirt? Certainly you don't mean that parents should encourage their children to eat dirt.
No, I think it was more a metaphor for the hygiene hypothesis and what it represents. The article that I wrote the editorial about was written by a group in Germany who looked at endotoxin levels in the homes of children in Bavaria and related those endotoxin levels to the development of asthma and allergies, and found that higher levels of endotoxin were protective and prevented asthma and allergies in the children.
And what's an endotoxin?
Endotoxin is the cell wall of gram-negative bacteria found in the fecal matter of any large mammals, including humans.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is there were more bacteria in these homes, essentially.
That's correct.
And these children had fewer incidences of allergies or asthma than kids who may have been kept in much cleaner environments.
That's correct.
And which suggests that parents in modern industrial countries may be keeping their houses too clean or not exposing their children to enough dirt?
Maybe another way of expressing it would be that there's been a gradual decline in the level of exposure to bacteria and bacterial products such as endotoxin. That's probably not something that has been precipitous over the last few years, but something that's been occurring gradually probably ever since the time we acquired indoor plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have dropped below some sort of critical level, at which point the developing immune system in a young child is now not seeing the appropriate or the requisite type of stimuli that it used to see to develop normally.
And there's evidence that there are a number of kinds of conditions and diseases that are on the increase in modern society that you're linking to this phenomenon of a cleaner environment.
That's correct. I mean, there was another article in the same issue of the New England Journal that suggests that there's a variety of autoimmune diseases, not just allergic diseases, but diabetes and some other conditions, which may also be related to abnormal immune system development and potentially to lack of stimulation of the immune system in early life.
So what would you suggest for parents? What are the guidelines here? Should everyone move back to the farm or should everyone buy a pet?
Well, I think that these articles suggest a link between these bacterial products and a protective effect in terms of allergies, but they don't provide us at this point with a ready solution or a cure for this particular problem. I think it's going to have to really wait for further research to come up with public health recommendations. We're not at the point to give parents definitive information about this.
Dr. Scott T. Weiss of Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Thanks very much, Dr. Weiss.
Thank you, John.